Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We're backstage, Idlewait Festival,
yep.
Thursday night.
That screaming wasn't us, by the way.
No, obviously there's been lots of background noise, don't worry about it. So who are we talking with then?
You're talking with Dead Freights.
Dead Freights?
Dead Freights, yeah, freight like a freight train.
Okay, so where are you guys from?
We're based in Southampton, man.
Okay, so you're fairly local to the island then?
Fairly local, yeah.
Just a boat ride away, yeah. Louis swam.
Right, so what kind of music do you play? What style of music is it?
It's our own kind of blend of rock and roll, what we call rock and roll anyway. It's a bit more sort of violent sounding. And yeah, it's quite like aggressive sounding music. And lyrically, it's all quite, a lot of the lyrics come from poems, so there's a kind of poetic element to the show as well, and to the sound, which I think is quite a nice dichotomy, really, because you get this quite aggressive sounding music with these quite like nice written words, if I don't say so myself, on top.
That's fine. So which bands do you class as an influence on your music then?
I mean, quite a lot of the, probably some stuff after watching the set that you'd think I can see that, and probably other stuff that you wouldn't so much. So I mean, at the moment we're listening to I'm listening to a lot of Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
And we love obviously bands like Queens of the Stone Age, and I saw the Arctic Monkeys last night as well, who obviously I love as well.
Okay.
But then we also other things. You into all sorts of music and stuff?
Yeah, we like all sorts, man. We try and bring
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
We like Red Hot Chili. Yeah, we like. Well, who doesn't? But yeah, we like punk bands as well, because we've got quite a bit of a punky element as well.
So, I've got to say Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds as well. Big influence.
You get your influences from a multitude of places then, yeah? Yeah.
All sorts,
man. It's not one genre. It's a little bit from here and a little bit from there, and kind of throw it in a blender and that's what you get, yeah?
Only good bands do that, I reckon. Yeah. You can't just take from one.
Okay.
You've got to mix it up.
So do you guys have a website or a social media?
Of course, yeah. We've got Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all the ones, yeah.
So what is the main ones?
Instagram probably is the one that's most cooking.
Yeah.
Dead Freights _ band.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And you can find us on there, and if you want to message us, we'll get back to you. And if you want to look at some pictures of us. Trying to look like we're... Yeah.
Trying to look like we're not just a couple of chuckle brothers.
Yeah, which we are, but,
yeah,
you know.
Verily we are, but the music would suggest otherwise, and we have to lean into that image-wise, you know.
Okay,
but obviously we're on the radio, so people can't see, but Louis is actually wearing a little pair of cat ears.
It is very cute.
It's adorable,
thanks,
isn't
thanks,
it?
Baby.
Can you find your music online anywhere, though?
You can, yeah, we're on Spotify as well, so just, Dead Freights on Spotify. We're going to have... EP coming out, some singles coming out, which are going to be part of an EP in the coming months. So the Spotify is about to really kick off. So keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, we got like three consecutive singles coming out in like sort of 5 weeks spaced apart. Then we're bringing out an EP, and then we're bringing out an album in January.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's an inside scoop, then, is it?
Pretty much. Yeah. I don't think we've actually said that. Yeah. Yeah. But you can have it.
Okay, yeah, I'll take what I can. Anyway, it's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us, Nick. You're an absolute gentleman.
I'm going to hang around and watch your set. Looking forward to it, man.
Cool, yeah. You're going to love it.
Are you here all weekend, or are you going back tonight?
Well, we're in the studio again tomorrow. Recording at the Libertine Studio in Margate.
Oh, wow.
Because Gary from the Libs is our label manager.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to get a train tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Wow.
So we've got to go back. It's still going to be a late one.
By the time we start playing after that, I think when we come off stage, we then have 11 hours to go home, sleep, and get on a train in the morning.
And get to
Margate. And then, of course, the session then starts. So it's going to be... I'm just going to try and just think about it right now, Nick, to be honest.
I think it takes exactly 11 hours to clean cat ears, isn't it? So I can go home... Clean the ears, back on the train, back at it.
There you go.
Okay, well, I wish you all the best.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you very much, mate. Muchly appreciated.
Yeah, cheers,
man. Looking forward to your set. Hope you have a good one.
Lots of love. Take care.
Vertis Radio, FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. Vertis Radio. VertisRadio.com.